Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The president's new jobs plan would help rural residents and farmers to better connect with the world virtually and physically. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
Millions of Americans, though, lack access to reliable high-speed internet, including more than 35% of rural America.
President Biden last week unveiling the infrastructure plan, the American Jobs Plan. In it, one objective:
make sure every single American has access to high-quality, affordable, high-speed internet.
And we have been putting this off for far too long.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told us,
the president's plan basically says, look, if we're going to be serious about economic opportunity in all parts of the country, if we're going to be serious about equity and making sure that persistently poor areas of the country are brought up to speed, we're going to have to invest in broadband, and we're going to have to invest in the broadband that gives people the same advantage regardless of where they live.
Vilsack says, as far as he's concerned,
we have to be serious about this, and we have to invest serious resources in this effort.
He says it'll take billions over the next 7 years to electronically connect rural residents with the rest of the world. But what about physically connecting with the world? The president says his American Jobs Plan
modernizes transportation infrastructure
with a program to repair, replace, upgrade the country's roads, bridges, ports, airports, and waterways.
This transportation investment, critically important.
Especially for the nation's farm and food industries, Ag Secretary Vilsack told us that right now, as we speak,
there are bridges that are collapsing, there are roads that are in disrepair, there are rail systems that aren't as efficient, ports and inland waterways that need some serious investment.
Investment, he says, would benefit every aspect of the U.S. economy, including, of course, the agricultural economy.
The advantage we have in markets around the world for our agricultural products, in part, is a result of the fact that we can get our crops to market more quickly and more efficiently and less expensively because we have a better transportation system.
But he says if we don't invest in that crumbling system and do it soon,
if we don't modernize our ports, if we don't repair our locks and dams, if we don't improve our highways, we will lose that advantage. And once it's lost, it's very difficult to get back.
And meanwhile,
we're seeing other countries investing very significant sums in improving their transportation systems,
including China.
And we cannot let the Chinese have an advantage in infrastructure. We just have to catch up, and we have to exceed what's being done around the world.
And in doing so, President Biden says
it will create millions of jobs
and millions of new opportunities
for American workers and American farmers.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.